Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we... Oh, talk about... Oh my God, wait. Okay, I have...
Is this going to be like a 4th of July themed intro? Do you have some special thing you're inserting?
No, I had something funny and I was like debating telling everyone... Remember how you were joking last week? You were like, uh-oh, goes to Broadway once. And now he's like a Broadway game.
Oh.
So the other day I'm like sitting at my computer and I'm just like working on like random shit. And this like theme song came in my mind of like Legends Only. But it's so Broadway, and I have no idea where the fuck it came from in my brain. And I was just like, this is, it's not going to be our theme song.
Did you record it? Did you make it?
No. Oh, I didn't record it. I like voice memoed it. And then it's like, now it's been stuck in my
head. Well, now I need to hear it.
Oh my God. Okay. So I can perform it
live. Don't make me sing. No. Don't make me sing.
Well, it's literally so Broadway. And I was like, ew, Brad was right.
What is happening to you? All right. I need to hear this.
What is happening to me? Okay. So it goes...
Wait, is that recorded?
It's... No.
Okay.
It's like the recording that I did is like a shitty voice memo, but I can sing it. That's why I paused, because I was like, anyway. Okay, I'm going to perform it live.
Okay.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Legends Only. Wait.
Was this an edible concoction?
No. I swear to God, I was sitting
That's
at the
worse.
Computer.
Okay.
Yeah. My name is T. Kyle, and I am Brad, and this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about Legends Only.
Okay. I could hear that second half. Yeah. Wow. Welcome to Burlesque.
Yeah. Literally. L.
We could.
G-E-N-D.
A spin on Welcome to Burlesque would actually really...
Yeah, but also get us sued.
Get us sued.
Unless it's parody.
Xtina Legal Inc.
Ha, Inc. But yeah, that was stuck in my head, like all... And I was like, where the fuck did that come from? And I was like, it's because I went and saw a Broadway show. That's why.
Goes to Broadway once.
Yeah, actually, though.
You've changed.
The inspiration.
Well, commit it to... what's it called? The software. Fruity Loops.
Oh, it should be called Fruity Loops. Logic.
There's Fruity Loops too. Logic.
Yeah.
You should be using Fruity Loops.
That is one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logic. Well, she said she had logic, but
I don't know. It was kind of catchy.
It was.
And we
I see the vision now.
Talk about Legends Only.
It would be funny to like then add the disclaimer like T. Kyle and Bradley do not support musical theater in any way. For entertainment purposes only.
Coming soon to Broadway. On Broadway.
Yeah. Our two-man show. Broadway only incoming. There are at least tens of people who will be excited about that. We do have a Broadway subsection of the Discord.
We do.
A loud and proud vocal minority.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if... I think most people do like musical theater. I think we're on the outs of this one. Anyway, it's the constant back and forth on this podcast. We talk about it every week despite not engaging.
Maybe I'm resisting.
Yeah, maybe there's something deeper.
Yeah.
Like, as you know, I just started therapy, so I may dabble in and explore that subject matter a little bit. I'm like, before we get into like issues of self-worth and career, like, can we talk about my relationship with Broadway?
Honestly, there's something there now that I'm thinking about it, because I always used to be behind the scenes.
Yes.
And always thinking like, I want to be up there. I want to do that.
As like tree number three.
Yeah. Literally. Because like, no offense to, but like, you know, the people that were the leads, like they were not vocalists. Like, let's be real. Back in like the high school days.
Oh, I thought you meant on Broadway now. I'm like, okay, singer girl.
No. I said what I said. Snow White ate everyone the fuck up on Once Upon a One More Time.
Right.
Yeah, I was always behind the scenes making the props.
Right.
You know, decorating the set, making it look good.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I want to be up there. I want to do that.
Well,
like Christina. So
it does sound like a place of jealousy. Well, in any case, we're talking about the stage. We do need to talk about stages in general.
Loved that documentary.
We do need to talk about stages, the documentary, but we also need to talk about concert stages in what is unfortunately now a recurring series that we're going to have to name and have a theme song for, which is Stop Throwing Shit at Pop Stars.
Yeah, stop.
You're all so embarrassing. I cannot believe this saga continues.
It's now become a trend.
It has become a trend. And I do need to call out Miss Charlotte, Charlie XCX right now. I'm so sorry to do this already, but she, did you see her tweet?
No. What did
she
say?
She was like, she
throw poppers at me.
Yeah, well,
no.
After we defended her good name, like during that whole, she was a bit ahead of her time because during her meet and greets, she was getting ashes and she was getting douches to sign. Like there was a time where we were all just like, what is going on?
I'm not defending people bringing douches to a meet and greet, but I will say, at least at a meet and greet,
right,
you have paid for that 30 seconds of one-on-one time.
Right.
So if you're, I'm not saying that you should bring ashes to a meet and greet, but I am saying that like that is a time that you have paid for to get your photo and have a one-on-one moment to be like, I love you, Queen of Pop.
And importantly, there was no violence involved, whereas these objects are hitting the pop stars, which is a distinction.
This is like, you literally hurting our faves and ruining concerts for the thousands of people who have also paid to be there.
Yes.
That you are now ruining a moment for them as well.
Well, basically, and because Twitter is such a great product right now that it's been down all day, so I can't actually access the tweet.
Great.
But she had tweeted like, oh, Brie and, you know, things being thrown on stage. What are you going to throw at mine? Why are you encouraging this? Your popper sniffing, deodorant non-wearing audience is going to go feral and God knows what at you. You better have a barrier up at your next shows, Charlie. You should not be endorsing or encouraging this, especially from your fans, the feral LGBTs. I'm concerned for her. She chuckle it up, but when you get like Barbie dolls and little cars thrown at you because of speed drive, that's going right in your eye.
Well, she needs to book a show first. I'm teasing everybody.
Oh my God. In any case, as we were alluding to, let's get to the tossed items of the day. So we have Pink, who performed in London, Hyde Park, I believe it was. She was performing when somebody threw a baggie of their mother's ashes onto the stage in concert.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
We're very glad that it didn't actually touch her, because that is already creepy as it is. She was performing Just Like a Pill, I want to say.
Yeah.
Something. And she knelt down and she was like, this is your
she
mother.
She passed away? Aww.
She said, all right. I don't know how I feel about this. And she just moved the baggie further away from the stage and kept singing. What's the end goal there? I mean, obviously, you get a viral moment. But like, that baggie's just going to be like dumped it unceremoniously in like a garbage can.
Yeah.
Like,
well, there was the tweet that was like, wish it was the tweet of Pink going up in the air and like out into the audience. Yeah. And someone tweeted and said, I wish that she spread them while doing this. And I was like, oh, that's a funny joke. But then I was like, wait, I feel like maybe the person actually, that's what they probably wanted. Could you imagine you sitting like, remember the one time we were at Piece of Me and someone with
the gay with the perfume.
with, yeah, fantasy spraying. Fantasy and we spraying. Were coated. Yeah.
Coated.
Like, literally, we were coated in, like, actual particles of fantasy with wet particles.
Yeah.
We're falling into our eyes and ears and mouths.
Which is not normal than any other day when we spray it willingly on ourselves. But still, it was insane. But if you... particles, I would be enraged.
It's like that scene from New York Housewives with Sonia, the dog. And Luann's like, oh, oh, she's on the sidewalk. Oh, just hear, oh, oh, oh. I literally think that's how Luann sounded in it, wasn't she? Just like, oh, oh.
Mm. And to make, well, all right, this is the one that I'm giving an exception to. It's not great, but it's not bad. Giant wheel of brie cheese.
I think this is worse.
Well, it didn't hit her. It was presented as a gift from the crowd up to her. She had the choice. She could have not touched it. It was just like lifted.
Like the person held it up and like, she was like, oh, the flavor.
And she mouthed like, I love you or I love this or something and like cradled it in her arms. I will say as a diehard, a staunch brie advocate, I do love brie. And I, in theory, would be excited, but I would never eat it. From a stranger in the heat. God knows where he smuggled it.
Yeah. How long were you in line? How long was that out of the
fridge? What orifice did you stick that brie?
Yeah.
Unclear. Yeah. Like in the sun from a stranger. I'm not digging in. Mm-mm.
No.
No. I don't understand if maybe this is a London thing because they also brought a cutout of Nelly when I saw Kelly Rowland perform. And I was like, how did you bring that? Although that's a little more, you can fold that up. But the brie?
Yeah, I mean, that's also different, though, because at festivals, people are allowed to
bring the cutouts.
Totems.
Right.
And things like that. But
it was funny a bit, but it's like in the wake of all these incidents, I would say it's like keep your items to yourself / stop bringing items in general.
Just keep your cheese to yourself. Ha, ha.
Just don't let Brie get me. Just...
No. Did you just think of that on the fly?
I'm thinking of her song titles. Just like Wheel of Cheese.
Let's get this charcuterie started. What else could it be?
Part of the problem is thinking of pink songs.
Oh, wow. Cheddar in the air. I don't know many cheeses. I know like
you and your Havarti,
Gruyere in the air. Oh, that's a bop. Gruyere is really good. I have no idea what it stands for, but like
anyway,
stupid Gruyelles. anyway, it's not funny.
This one's not bad, but I do think just in the wake of everything else, it's like stop it.
Yeah.
Then, okay, we're moving from Pink to Kelsey Ballerini, who was performing and then got smacked in the face with a friendship bracelet. We talked about this on the live after show, the live chat, rather. And that was about 20 to 30 seconds of like...
shock.
Stun, check that she's good. What is with you people?
I don't know what's going on.
The manners, the social, the lack of decency...
I think we need to put people's phones in bags.
Well, I think we do. We now need to have the metal detector, a mental evaluation, and then the baggie for the phone.
Yeah.
It's
bring
like,
what you want, but you're not going to get the viral TikTok.
Nope. Yeah, we do either have to put your phone in a bag or we have to have a glass screen in front of these artists.
Oh, my God. My brain the other day, I was like thinking that there's going to be a company now that makes... invisible nets now for concerts. Like, they're going to find a way to be like, oh.
You know what we're going to have now? We're going to have a giant screen and there's just going to be like giant slaps of cheese against it.
Oh my God, like Britney performing in the cage on circus tour, but there's like
cheddar cheese sliding down the screen. Oh, God.
You know what else I was thinking though? You've gone to the Brooklyn Mirage with me before.
Yes.
Where is that kind of security everywhere? So, like, if you guys don't know, they check every orifice when you walk in there.
Oh, it's usually more than TSA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They scan every part of you.
Yeah.
They take everything out.
Full cavity search.
Like, you know, if you see me out, I have my little crossbody, my little cute little crossbody. It's tiny as fuck.
Right.
They take everything out of it. they open your wallet and they go through your wallet. Like, I'm talking,
they're looking
slaps.
For little baggies. They're looking yes. for little things.
Ugh, and I was so embarrassed too. I had my Advil and my Imodium. And yeah, I'm like, don't take about... Imodium away from a bottom. Okay. Right.
That's
that is a crime.
Your last crutch. That is your only salvation.
Literally.
Yeah.
But they scan.
They took that away?
Yes. Like
that's
the little
crazy.
The travel packet that is sealed. And I was like, I'm really.
Really?
I was like, what if I get the chicken tenders later and it doesn't,
sit right?
Right. She's like, well, figure it out. I'm like, oh.
At least you won't throw them at Cascade.
I would never.
That we know of. I mean.
But they literally scan everything. They scan your socks. Like if you have those big knee socks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How do you get a bag of powder in?
I don't even know.
How do you get cheese in?
I don't know which orifice it went in, but it couldn't have been easy coming out. And what's...
Did you see on the Discord someone said they shoved their vape up their ass to get it in?
I missed that one.
I won't name them on here. Hi. Hey, sweetie.
Well, we also have, speaking of input from the listeners, we have a late-breaking insider tea message that we received on the Instagram about the Ava Max experience.
Uh-oh.
Did you see this?
No.
Hey guys, I just listened to this week's episode regarding the Ava Max story. I was at the concert and was actually standing right next to that guy. I even talked to him briefly. He was alone and out of place because you could tell he was straight. He was dancing and knew the words to every song. I thought it was so cool, so I turned around and said to him, "That's awesome that you're into her music.
Are you a top?
You don't seem like the type to like her." And he said, "Yeah, I'm not into pop music, but that's my girl. I love her." He also told me he brought in a stuffed animal to give to her, but they confiscated it at the door. I don't think anything of it. And then at the very end of the show, he bolts up, jumps onto the stage, and luckily they grabbed him really quickly, but I was in shock. I couldn't believe what had happened. I never thought he literally thought she was his girl. Anyway, love you guys.
Wow.
At least they took the bear. Although that wouldn't have... Well, who knows if it could cause damage, but...
Wow.
But it's bad. For those who don't or didn't listen to last week's episode, it's since been revealed that this person did actually believe that Ava Max is his girl, which is a whole other level to this. So,
yeah, that's a different podcast.
That's a different, well, thank you for writing in and letting us know about that detail. That's.
Oh my God, boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground. Skinny
Ducks
boots.
Shaking.
Boots stay on the ground. They don't go up in
more.
The air. No boots on the
exactly.
stage.
Exactly.
Ducks Moy Legends Only. Yes. We also had some input, not just from us, but Miss Kelly Clarkson, who's doing the rounds in promo for Chemistry. She appeared on the Howard Stern show and heard about it, the BB Rex's story. And she had some good advice of her own for how that should have been handled.
And they arrested the kid who threw it. And he said, "Oh, I thought it was funny."
Then he should have let her throw a telephone at his face. Then he could experience that fun.
It's a really good clip. I mean, most people think I'm related to Howard Stern anyway, so we probably have the right to play it.
Oh.
Yeah.
They think you're related to Howard Stern and that I'm related to Vince McMahon from WWE.
Oh, I thought you were
going to... WWF.
Thought you were going to say Chucky.
Well, that's my... Yeah. That's me.
Oh, Vince. Yeah. Wow. I would never have even thought of that, but
some
yeah.
people have asked, yeah.
Yeah. We should really just be going with it at this point. Ugh. It'll get us into Sirius XM.
Oh, my God. Imagine if I had that money. Oh.
Yeah, my uncle got me a podcast here. Let me up.
Literally. Justice for China! As I barge in the headquarters.
Oh my God. Well, Kelly just gets it.
Yeah, she does.
Well, why don't we, so he could experience that fun.
She's got a point.
She's certainly got a point. I do think that...
Remember when Rihanna whacked that fan for grabbing her?
Uh-huh.
And she was just like, womp, womp with the mic.
In addition to these fans being drawn and quartered, I do think that they should be tied up and have the item thrown at them in a close range.
God.
But as we talked about on the live chat, I do think certain fan bases would not let that person even survive the security pulling them out.
No.
It would sort of be like a The Walking Dead sort of swarming cannibalization thing. Well, while we're on the subject, now that we're moving off of throwing things at pop stars, but we're still on the Kelly train. Kelly's in full promo mode for Chemistry. She's hit up all the talk shows and podcasts and interviews and things like that. Howard Stern was great. She also was on Watch What Happens. She gave the true story behind Since You've Been Gone and liar Clive Davis, which I didn't know about. And I don't know if she told this story already. on Watch What Happens, she was saying, because of the rocky relationship with Since You Be Gone, not only because of Luke, but because when she was coming up with the album, Clive said, oh, we're going to send you to Sweden to work with these guys and write this song. So she showed up with lyrics ready to go, and the song was pre-written and pre-done and everything. So she felt like Boo Boo the Fool because she was told by Clive that she was writing this song. And so it was the beginning of a long road of like, why don't you just be honest with me about like what this is?
Yeah.
So great appearance. She did the, what should we call it? Plead the Fifth. She pled the fifth on which celebrities talk smack about her after winning Idol, who many of whom have since appeared on, I think she said The Voice or maybe her own show, but she would not reveal who. Classy.
Interesting.
Classy lady. She also told the story about not having Imodium on during a particular performance where she had a bucket.
Yes. I've heard that. She's told that story before. She was real for that.
She said it was an extremely odd experience to have people like cheering you on in the sidelines to go faster and finish up. Well, you know, every once in a while, if you're on stage that much.
Who do we think talk shit about her? Wait, does she mean from the cast of Idol winners?
No, I think she meant people who ended up showing up on The Voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you think like Gwen?
Probably.
Yeah. Or Christina?
Oh my, oh.
Wait, I feel like Christina has said things about talent show winners. Maybe I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, the newcomers?
Literally.
I don't know.
Oh, the girl from the singing show.
Oh, the sing, you know, we just get famous.
I used to be a judge
in all sorts of ways now, I guess. It must be easy to just audition and there you go. Free recording contract.
Her thing is something different.
Her thing is something different. I had to work for it. Mickey Mouse Club, 20 years, boots on the ground.
Wow, the fighter. We're teasing.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do think there's definitely a bunch of people, especially at that time, who we've talked about this. Like when those shows were the hit, people had their feelings about becoming instant, quote unquote, instantly famous from winning Idol and, you know, America's Got Talent. Yeah. Well, she also made an appearance on Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. And I do think this truly was the interview she needed to do.
Yes. Like
Matt's stand-up was so felt. And
it's
so
jumping off the screen.
He said everything that I would want to say pretty much. And like, he really got to the fact that he got to stand out about stuff like that there and Big Band Week.
Finally, she's hearing it.
She's hearing this it, but she's also needed. Saying she loved it. Like she was like, I only wanted to survive to Big Band Week to do that song. And it was so great to hear how much she loved that.
Yeah.
She said that they used to flip for songs, but she knew that nobody would pick that song. And so she was like, it's mine. And she was so happy to do that. That was a game changing performance. Made me gayer. Absolutely. I'm so happy they got to stand out for that.
There is a fan account, by the way, on YouTube that uploaded all of the early auditions in like 4K broadcast quality.
Need to revisit.
Just an FYI for everyone.
She did drag her performances, but that's who she is. When she was talking about her voice's progression, she was like, I watched that and I was like, how did I win? Like, oh, please. Of course, you were still like an incredible vocalist.
Yeah, she sang, when she did that surrender and hit that note with the vocal strain. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. She spoke.
Surrender.
She stand for Tamira Gray. Like, this was a dream interview. And then he got to talk about All I Ever Wanted, and he talked about Ready. And she was like, oh, if you only knew what that song is about. And everyone's like, what?
This is like new.
This is new
this
information.
This is new tea in the Kelly lore.
Ready leaked as a demo along with Close Your Eyes in like 2008 or 9. And I have distinct memories of riding that bus to Cambridge, getting frozen yogurt and listening to that demo. We're like getting ready for that album. And Ready was definitely up there for me in Close Your Eyes. And Don't, I think, was one. Then that song showed up on the album, but it's like a much cheerier, chipper production.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, if you only knew, that was about just like Irvine, if you know that song. I loved Matt going, of course I know Irvine, like Kelly Clarkson. It's an appropriate reaction. Yeah. Ready is that song. And now we know that she was ready to be taken away.
Yeah.
And some Suey vibes with that song, which was surprising, but not when you like revisit the lyrics. It's like,
no, and that era for her, when I mean,
bleak lyrics, chipper production, which she said was the intention. But just like Irvine, where she sort of like, I think she said she like wrote that crying on the bathroom floor, like touring Breakaway.
Very named after the location.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, this promo tour really gave us good stuff this time.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the Howard interview and the Las Culturistas one.
Yeah. They absolutely made an hour fly by. I love that she got to talk about, she stand for Mariah for 10 minutes.
She's been doing a lot of Mariah. Like
Lambly jumped out. The fact that she like referenced Side Effects, like she's really down. And the fact she sung like a half second of My All, which is my favorite Mariah. And I was like, perfect.
It reminds me of like when Mariah back in the day, when she's like, you know, I'm a writer first. Mm-hmm. And like, and now finally Kelly's like,
giving her that credit too. I loved that. That was just like a dream sequence, and I'm so happy for Matt, because obviously you can feel what a stan he was, and he really, there's a certain subset of like millennial gays who really just all lived the same life of voting for her on Idol and watching her, and all I ever wanted hitting during college, and just, we all like, if you followed her, you know, and he just was able to verbalize all of that. It was really good. And now she's in New York, where she's talking about New York. She's got Broadway dreams.
She's got her office.
She got her office. She said the first year she's going to spend settling the kids down in school, but she definitely very blatantly wants to do Broadway. She said she's working on some sort of project with that. I'm very excited to see it. That's the first Broadway production like we're going to go to for opening night.
You need to see Once Upon a One More Time.
I will see that. I will see that.
Oh my God, what if she takes the lead?
Of Once Upon a One More Time?
Yeah, Cinderella.
That's probably what she's doing. Yeah, I'm ready for that. And she talked about, she's going to be a New York girl. Apparently, the Sun is really excited about it. River Rose, not so much.
Oh.
River Rose wants to be in LA starting her recording career, I'm sure. She's up against X-Tina's daughter, Summer Rain, the diva
God.
Those two. They're like singing Baby Shark sing off. Oh, I'm ready for those divas to have careers. Oh, my God.
Blue's already got Grammys. So.
Blue, I know. Oh, my God. Blue, Summer Rain, dreaming, and sweetie. River Rose. They're coming to
Peppa
destroy.
Pig. The next Fifth generation. Harmony.
The Gen Alpha girls are coming.
Kelly could do a Broadway show about her life story.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That would be, call it a moment like this. A musical.
Oh my, and there's like something that happens in it that's like symbolic, a metaphor of her winning Idol.
Yep.
And that, anyway, I should stop.
Ideas. She also talked about dating Justin Guarini after, from Justin to Kelly for months.
After seeing him in Once Upon a One More Time.
Oh.
The flavor.
Yeah. She talked about that he was writing songs that were way cooler than what his music ended up sounding like, and how bad she felt about that, and that he was a great musician, and the way the recording contract worked and all of that.
Is he single?
I don't know.
What if they got together?
Again?
Yeah.
Oh my God, our Bennifer.
Oh.
It's like
What, like, he's on Broadway now. And like, he's, I mean, like.
From Justin to Kelly too.
Oh, timeless.
Honestly.
That would be hot.
Truly. They at least need to reunite. I mean, they will, I'm sure, because of Broadway. They'll like.
Yeah, she'll probably go see the show.
Wow.
Oh my God, Kelly, come with us.
Yeah.
We can have her review it on Low.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Have you ever been Low?
Oh.
Wow.
Well, I feel like now that she's had like this moment with Las Colch, she'll be like,
I just love, like, he really, they both did. They did the service of like, you don't understand. We're not just here for since you've been gone. Like, you need to like understand this is a lot more than that.
Yes. Also, Matt followed me on Instagram. I was shook.
Uh-oh.
I don't think they listen, but like, hi. I was like, oh my God. I was like shook.
We're going to clip this sound clip out and just send to him in his DMs.
No.
Hi.
Well, I still get like starstruck when people follow me.
Yeah.
Like I'll literally, like someone will follow me and then I won't post for a week because I'm like, oh my God, they're going to unfollow.
That's how I felt about Delta Work following. I was like, well.
Same. I was like, oh, I can't.
I can't. I can only post about Subway.
Literally.
Yeah. I know. You just have to keep going.
You just have to ignore it. I'm like,
yeah, they followed you for your reason of how you were before the follow. You can't change for that. You can't.
Okay, I got to keep on serving.
When Danny Minogue followed me, that's when I was really like,
how do you live?
I don't.
Like, I want to know what she thinks when she's... Do you check and see? Because I try not to do this.
Who viewed your story?
Yeah, because I feel like it's a really... It's a hole that you can crawl into. It's very hard to get out of.
I do not check because that would... It would start a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. I don't like to see it. I don't look.
Yeah.
Well, this is not... There's no way to easily pivot to this, but it is important to shout out. Speaking of television and pop stars, we do need to discuss one of our pop queens who made an appearance via Answer on Jeopardy this week. I was brought to my attention immediately. The answer is, this lovely Rita honored her heritage by wearing an Albanian folk costume in the video for her 2021 EP, Bang.
Bop. Bang promo on Jeopardy.
Mind you, the category was... like famous Ritas.
Yeah.
This was the hardest question. I believe it was the $1,000 question. So they knew this was niche.
Who else would be in the the column?
Like Rita Hayworth. I don't know.
Rita Repulsa. I wonder if they had Rita's Italian Ice.
Probably. If I just search Rita right now, I get Rita Moreno, Rita Ora, Rita Wilson, Rita Hayworth. Okay. Anyway, I'm sure they were all there, but the woman very confidently, who is Dua Lipa?
Lovely Rita 1000.
This lovely Rita honored her heritage by wearing an Albanian folk costume in the video for her 2021 EP, Bang. Donna.
Who is Dua Lipa?
No. That's Rita Ora.
Sorry, no, and that is not a Rita. Oh my god.
Dua Lipa?
I cannot. Yeah, Rita was dragged.
It would have been funny if she said Rita Lipa.
Oh. That would have been amazing. Rita Rexa? Oh my
god. Rita Max.
She just kept guessing all of them.
Rita Aguilera.
This was a real defeat for the Rita bots around the world. This wasn't good for us. But yeah, unfortunately, no one dinged in and had that answer.
No.
It's fine. But yes, so speaking of Rita and questions, I guess, how would you frame this question?
Oh, may I get fashion for 500, please?
I think it's time for a little segment we like to call...
What is the segment on that unknown podcast called... Bing! What is...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my god, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion. Yes, we're here on the runway, the red carpet. This week, we've got some high fashion editorial. This girl is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Billboards, magazines, quite literally the high fashion theme song applies. This Barbie promo.
Everywhere.
The budget, the marketing.
The house.
Literal house. Pop-ups. When we went to go see BB that fateful night, there was like a Barbie.
Oh, yeah, that Seaport Cafe. Rich.
And so for our high fashion, this incredible Barbie cover for Time and the press outfits.
The press tour is kind of sly.
It's killing. Yeah, these perfect pink outfits.
And the homage to that classic Barbie with the black and white stripe.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's a legend.
I mean, Margot is giving Barbie. Mm-hmm. It's good. And so are all the girls who are in the movie. And a lot of them are featured on the Time cover as well. You know, at this point, it's like it doesn't even matter if the movie is going to be good. They're this marketing budget. And I'm living for the Barbie v. Oppenheimer showdown happening at the theaters at the same day. And people trying to like dress up or experience both movies at the same time. It's going to be like a war, violent movie and Barbie. The gays are ready. But I kind of love it because, you know, everything's struggling. Media's struggling. Movies are struggling. Like, have a fun little showdown at the movies. Encourage people to see both or whatever.
Yeah, it feels like an unserious campaign, even though it's extremely big budget.
Yeah. very unserious.
Like, they're not taking it, I don't know, it doesn't feel as like...
Mm-hmm. Well, the movie's clearly very wink-wink and knowing. Uh-huh. It takes some... I read the Barbie Time article, and it sounds like Mattel... They pushed back on one scene in particular that apparently she acted out in person and she got permission, but they are taking a risk by definitely mocking their own product and sort of at the same time honoring it. I'm really excited to see it because it does sound like they're dragging themselves, but still idealizing the world of Barbie.
Yeah.
I love that we're dragging Ken for just being Ken. It seems smart enough that I will enjoy it, the humor.
When are the Bratz going to get a feature film? I mean, what I want to know.
I know we do need like this big promotion around a Bratz movie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get Inside Out on the soundtrack again.
M. Threegan versus Barbie versus the Bratz.
That's the new Alien Peppa. Versus Predator.
Yeah.
And Kelly Rowland should be in that too. Your Barb's. Yeah. Your fucking sweater. We have that. We also, as you know, we are leading out of Pride Month. We are hanging up our rainbow flags and calling it quits on being gay for the year.
Yeah.
And we do have this feature, this spread for Harper's Bazaar. Shout out to a series of our drag legends and up-and-comers / local legends.
Mm-hmm.
Bojangles. Being the front and center.
On the cover girl.
Crazy. Especially considering the names that are included.
Like, yeah.
Sasha Velour and Sasha Colby. Miss Fame, Plastique Tiara. I mean, that's cool.
This is major.
This is so major. I guess maybe she'll be the next girly for Drag Race, but maybe not.
I hope.
Yeah. That's really major.
That one show we went to her was so good.
Yeah.
Was it Pieces, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Truly that girl. So shout out to Harper's Bazaar for, I would say, taking a risk on, it's not even like a Drag Race girl, supporting local drag.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
A great thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they could have easily just put Sasha on there. Which...
Absolutely. Would have been a slay, and her feature is a slay, but,
yeah,
you know, shout out to Bojangles.
It's an important thing to lift up the local queens right now.
Speaking of lift me up.
Oh, Bob.
A certain Lotus legend was all over NYC Pride this year. Definitely our spokes legend of the year. She was here, like the Lotus cover, lifting us up and doing Pride Island, Stonewall Day,
mm-hmm.
copious amounts of footage outside of her hotel room that she's turned into vignettes on her Instagram.
Yeah.
Right when we signed off of last week's episode, she posted an outfit that shook us. It is a custom Poppers outfit. Inspired by, I guess, Rush, right?
Yeah.
Xtina,
like a bathing suit.
It's Xtina Poppers, which, no words. No words.
Is she selling this yet?
Right. Like,
yeah.
We need Playground. We need Xtina Poppers. She's really hitting all the bases.
Yeah. I've still never worn my Ladyland merch.
We just like... need Xtina Imodium, and we're all set.
Oh, my God.
She crushed it.
The funny thing about this, though.
Yes.
So she posed in this bathing suit, bodysuit in a bathtub.
Yep.
And a fan noticed.
This is an insane notice.
This is wild. The user, I guess, like at 1R, 1S, I don't
know. Yeah.
Yeah, something said, forget the Poppers leotard. Is that the bathtub? I think that it is. And I believe it is, in fact,
yes.
The bathtub that Lord posted on Instagram way back when.
On her day off, she posted a very unfortunate...
Bad timing,
unintentional post of her bath and captioned it, and I will always love you, which...
On the day...
Yes.
That those events transpired.
Yes, with Whitney. So, to the layers here...
Yeah.
To recognize the... ill-timed bathtub from Lord's viral post that Christina is sitting in. Wow.
The girls can't get away with anything.
No, that's reference upon reference.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive. Well, while we're on the subject of memes and posts that are good and bad, I think it's probably time that we opened up our TikTok app for a little segment we like to call...
Brad is awful.
Brad is awful.
T. Kyle is awful. we will be getting into that in the after show.
Yes, we will.
Black Mirror.
We will.
Episode one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's time for a little segment that we like to call
TikTok Talk. We've got a few things, including a sub-segment that we like to call Pandemonium.
Oh my God, the pandemic.
The pandemic. Yeah.
Oh my God, is that funny or is that too...
People have said it.
Far.
It's fine. Pandemonium. Well, we've got some late-breaking padam-padam updates, including performances and plays on phones in front of historic districts. First of all, there is a performance going viral by drag queen Maymay Graves, where she has replaced the padam with the sound of Law and Order. You know what? That's this ingenuity.
This is brilliant.
This is drag queen art at its finest.
Like, this is, it's so niche.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is further solidifying. Shout out that this will be a staple in drag performances moving forward. And now parodies. But nothing was quite as surreal as Bravo Daddy Andy Cohen inviting Vice President Kamala Harris to Stonewall for Pride celebrations.
Nobody was killed.
Informing her that no one was killed. And out of nowhere, taking out his phone and going, I got to play you this song. You got to hear it. And playing Kylie's Padam Padam to Madam Vice President.
I'm going to tell you the banger of the summer, okay?
Yeah, okay?
That you need to play for your people. And they're going to love it.
Okay.
Everybody's going to go crazy.
Okay. I like it.
Yes,
I like
this is
it.
The song of the summer, okay? So you need to tell the DJ to have that going, okay? All right.
In front of Stonewall,
as she
for Pride.
Bopped along and was like, oh, like yeah, I like it.
Those cats starts like busting out cackling.
There's no words.
I think we should have that conversation.
This is so funny.
There was also like side footage of him playing it for her. There was like different vantage points.
Yeah.
And then she actually used it officially in her
right,
recap
like in the,
footage.
Like, very well produced, you know, official VP.
Visit to Stonewall. Padam was the song. I don't know. We're in another timeline at this point where this is an upside down world. Confirmed.
This
song
shit,
of the summer.
So I think it's so funny that he did this. And it's like, I don't know. She just cracks me up.
Oh my God.
I know
God.
That everyone always gives her shit because it's like she's always just walking everywhere. Like, I can't get enough of it.
Well, you know who got to the bottom of things with her? Was future president Keke Palmer sat down in her best interview.
Yeah, VP wear.
VP wear. Yeah. Professional girl, booked and busy, interviewing Kamala. Just, it's all a meme, all of it. That interview is fabulous.
Gold.
The quotes, I couldn't.
My favorite part is the moment when Kamala says, we're all in this together, and Keke just says, yes, come on, High School Musical. To the fucking vice president.
We're all in this together.
Yes.
We really
come
are.
On, High School Musical.
We are all in this together. Seriously.
Yes, we are.
But it's...
A very unserious time to be alive.
It's so refreshing because
yes.
There's also a moment because Andy, he plays her padam, but then is like talking to her and then kind of leading this Stonewall day, and they go inside, and there's actually a really nice video of them going and talking to people inside Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, and like, he's also asks her too, like, what's a message? And she's just like, you know, we're not alone. You know, she does like the,
yep.
So it's funny to just hear Keke kind of like, not clap back. It's not a clap back, but like kind of play off of the like canned bit, if you will.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Come on, High School Musical.
We're all in this. We sure are.
We sure are.
So fix it.
Yes. There was a lot. There was a lot.
Biden Harris 2024, though, to set the record straight.
Right.
In case anyone was curious.
There was a lot of things that happened this week, including also some things that went viral on TikTok. I don't know if you've noticed. Now, were you part of Shein Influencer Talk?
Of course I was. Everything talk.
Oh, this brand trip to Shein, where the girls were given
Shein
a tour.
Shein
by Sheree.
Did you see that?
No, but that's perfect. The girls were given a tour of what looked like a sample creating facility that was interpreted as like the end-all be-all factory for where Shein products are created. And they basically were like, everything checks out to me. Looks good and sustainable.
It's such an amazing, beautiful place.
They weren't even sweating. That line was insane. So basically a group of influencers were paid. Well, we're still unclear if they were paid, but they were at least given a trip to a headquarters of Shein.
A building.
And what looked like very select items were being processed there. Like not like the hundreds of thousands of products that are made for Shein.
Yeah, didn't McDonald's do this when everyone accused their chicken of being pink? Remember that?
Maybe. But they're definitely looking for a brand overhaul image because of many reports that have come out about the alleged conditions of the creation of their incredibly cheap material items. So instead, they've had these influencers come by and check out the place and do their own investigative journalism and be like, you happy here? And they're like, yep.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Everything's amazing.
I love this look.
Live right by
it. Love these shoes. I love these jeans. They're vintage. They're faded.
They are just getting eaten alive by TikTok. Just with not only the receipts of the reports and the actual undercover and investigative journalism, but just the audacity to clap back with canned sort of statements about the company. And saying really, really triggering...
The body shaming of the one girl was unacceptable and like a little too far.
Right. But to say things like, I saw more than you did or things like that is you're like asking for like the brand brought you. What did you think you were going to see? They were going to let you out to the worst parts of the company. Like even if you have like a visitor at your job, I feel like often everyone shapes up and makes sure everything looks nice and... You know.
Yeah.
What did you think you were going to see? So, clownery afoot at Shein. You know, that's not the only brand.
They got promo on Atlanta. Candy and Sheree. They're sitting there and she says, Shein by Sheree. And Sheree's like, oh, no. It's She by Sheree.
That's actually really,
really
good.
Funny. Now, it's true. Allegedly, I think.
One company who is getting all of the marketing done for them, very... This is genius. Like, and this is something they didn't even do on their own.
No, this really was brilliant.
Grimace of McDonald's is low-key. He is that girl.
But he's like a legend of the past.
He's like a legend of the past. He's having
It's like us promoting Superficial by Heidi Montag.
He's having a grimaceance. And he is having
a moment. Oh my God, they're going to fucking do that.
They will. Absolutely. You know, he needed more shine, and now he's really getting it with a special happy birthday Grimace shake, which is purple. I have been told, my boots on the ground tell me it tastes like taro bubble tea.
Oh.
Which I do need to go try it now if that is the case.
My boots on the ground told me that it tasted like that grape medicine.
That's a far difference from taro. Okay, well, taro. We'll see. But anyway, the teens, first of all, they started to do this marketing where it was like Grimace being like, hey, you up, sort of like selfie photos being like, text me. So it was sort of already engaging Gen Z to like quote retweet with like something funny. But then the girls started buying the Grimace shakes and they've first started being like, ew, gross. And now it's graduated to like cinematic horror masterpieces of tasting it and being like, no, I'm fine. It tastes, and then it cuts to them foaming at the mouth, crawling and screaming, and it turning them into monsters, including Trisha Paytas did it.
Oh, hers shocked me. I was expecting like a legitimate review because she normally does that. Yeah. She gooped me a little bit.
She did. She keeps up with the Gen Z trends, really.
She does.
But it's become...
The cockroach of the internet.
She is.
We stan. I do.
It's really become this thing where like the teens are trying to one-up each other. So everyone's doing increasingly horrifying, scary reactions to this shake. And you would think it's bad promo for the company, but it's genius. Everyone now wants to go try the shake.
Yep.
See how bad it actually is or isn't.
Because it's going to be limited anyway, so they're going to buy it all up.
And every teen wants to make their own video doing it now. And it's just like, McDonald's must be like sitting back like,
yeah,
fuck yes.
I would say give us a coupon, but they don't need the promo.
They don't need the promo. It makes me want to try it.
Yeah.
The creativity is really jumping out with some of these. They're creating actual A24 horror movies out of it.
Did you see the one of the girl that like threw herself in that river? Yes. And like was floating down, yes, the river with like the big pool of like purple foamy shit?
Yes.
I'm like, you're going to die. Right. Like, there's like a waterfall there.
They're really going for it, and it's the best thing that McDonald's could ask for. So, Shein, if you're watching, I guess come up with a character.
Yeah.
The Shein snail.
Or design him an outfit, some fashion.
I guess so.
He needs a look for the Met Gala.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so America.
That really is.
Is to send Grimace to the Met Gala dressed in Shein.
Shein by Chiray for Grimace.
Literally at the Met Gala.
I could see it.
We joke, but it's too real.
Well, there's another Queen of Pop we need to mention going viral, mostly on Twitter.
Yeah. She's a Twitter girl.
She's also one who's come back from the archives. She's a vintage girl.
She is. 2008.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're talking, of course, about Katie from Goat Story.
Yeah. Queen of Pop.
If you have no idea what we're talking about, this is a character from a movie that was created in the early 10s, right?
Yeah, 2008. This is a 3D film.
It is a Czech 2008 computer animated fantasy comedy film. It was the first ever Czech produced feature length computer animation movie.
Oh.
So it does have that reputation. I guess it was sort of like the Shrek of its time, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said that the goat was inspired by Donkey.
Oh, well, yeah. That checks out. There's a certain Queen of Pop who is featured in this movie who has become just a legend on Twitter in the past week. She is a big-titted...
Yeah, it's basically Allegra Cole.
She's got on like a peach kind of dress. Like, she's like sort of Peach Mario. She's sort of medieval Bridgerton vibes. Big tits and just a beautiful... yes.
Well, do you know her story?
I don't know the actual story versus like what is truly in the movie versus...
Okay, so here's the synopsis.
Okay.
So, Goat Story, there's a guy and he has a pet goat.
Yeah.
And he has to build this bridge. That's like his task.
Okay.
So Katie's story is that she sells nails.
Okay.
Like, and he needs the nails to finish building the bridge. So she basically just walks around and is like, oh, excuse me. And like, do you see the scene where
takes
she's like
nails out of the tits?
Yes. She's like pouring nails out, yes, of her tits. And she's like, oh. So essentially he has to build this bridge. And if he doesn't finish in time, Katie dies. So I don't know what happens. You should go watch it, I guess. But he doesn't finish in time. And so they go to take Katie to the thing where, you know, the gables or whatever it's called.
The gallows.
Gallows.
Yep.
What's
to hang her?
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
So that's the scene where she's tied up.
She's tied up with a bag over her
and
head.
And the bag. And she's like, oh my God. And they're rolling her to.
Oh my God.
So they hang her. But turns out the goat, his pet goat, disguised himself as Katie,
okay,
to save her. And he took the. So the goat dies.
Right.
Allegedly.
Oh.
But then it turns out that the goat swallowed a metal pole. So his neck didn't break when they hung him. So he actually lived. So it's a happily ever after for
what
everyone.
Is going on in the Czech Republic?
Yeah. So the goat survived.
This was not meant to be a kid's movie, right? This was meant to be like an adult.
I don't know.
Well, there are some scenes that have gone viral with her ass out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Yeah. I feel like it's inappropriate for kids for sure.
Oh my God. We're going to have everyone renting it.
Goat Story. I hear the actual movie is boring, but.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah, pop an edible.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably mind blowing.
Or whatever.
But yeah, she's been going viral. Now people have been adding skins to her. So I've seen Mariah. I've seen Ice Spice.
Madonna.
It's been a wild ride for Katie. But we're glad to add her to the list of legends that,
yeah,
she's now just going to be a reaction meme moving forward.
Did you see that Pride montage on Twitter?
Yes. Every representative.
Yeah, every Queen of Pop from this Pride.
Yeah.
We have Grimace, Pink holding the Brie cheese, Katie from Goat Story, that blueberry looking couch from that whole saga,
yep,
that we never even talked
we
about.
We never
that.
Even talked about that.
But if you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The little ant from Bug's Life.
Yep.
SpongeBob, the Lisa Rinna M&M, and the orcas. Those are our mascots of this year.
They are. When people, you know, ask about gay culture, like, that's gay culture. Yeah. Not like a rainbow shirt. I'm so sorry.
This is the new rainbow flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We pledge allegiance.
To the United States of Orcas.
Oh, well, all right. We do have some bops and bangers along the way to discuss as well.
We do.
But before we get into the new music of the week, we would just like to thank everyone who's joined us on our Patreon and supported the podcast.
Yeah.
At patreon.com/legends
only, where we talk
I knew that was coming. Broadway theme for our Patreon plug. And we'd just like to thank everyone for supporting us. We've also got bonus episodes. We've got the after show on there. We've got road trips, plenty of content to dig into, and a live chat that we do at the end of every month, which we just did. So thank you, everybody, for supporting us. If you'd like to, head to the Patreon. And we're on Instagram and Twitter at legends_pod.
Yeah, you can be a legend or an icon. Support us monthly. And yeah, we've been doing a lot of bonus content. We've been trying to like amp it up.
We sure have.
So,
and thank you for everyone who's supported with a review or giving us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'd love to see it.
Yes, a follow.
A follow.
Playlist.
Yes, we have the Legends Only
Club
weekly playlist as well, where you can listen along to all the songs that we reference or indirectly reference every week.
Yep.
And now for the bops of the week. We've got the newcomer. She is back. This is her sophomore moment. You know, we talked about this in the live chat for a bit right before it dropped. She's got her driver's license. Olivia Rodrigo is back with Vampire, the first taste of the new album coming this fall. And what do we think? This is her first taste of a new era.
Oh, a taste?
A bite? A snack?
A little nibble?
A little nibble?
I enjoy it. I think that she's going to get a lot of flack from people. I kind of see it. It feels like inevitable when you have such a massive
success. You're talking about the sophomore slump / the backlash from the success of the first era to then follow up.
Yeah. Like it feels to me like back in the day, back in our time, like when Baby One More Time dropped and was like massive, and then Oops was like the massive second album. It felt like very celebratory.
Yeah.
And I feel like now, probably because of like the internet, people tend to like root for a demise of someone.
They sure do. After. They build them up to break them down.
Yes. Like that feels kind of like the vibe. So I like it. I think it's cute. I actually really like the single cover with like the Band-Aid.
The Band-Aid.
I think it's very simple. And I like the video.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. With the blood.
Yeah. But I think I'm seeing like discourse rise about it, but I'm not really, I'm kind of ignoring it. Well, as I talk about it on here, but
I do think there's a lot of praise, too. I do think a lot of people are excited for it and enjoyed it. I also kind of appreciate that it's really not a departure from the first album.
Because it feels similar.
Yeah, I think it's similar. And I think there's an unnecessary, unhelpful expectation to continue your sound or to change your sound every album. Madonna does it. Rihanna does it. Like, there's certain artists who evolve and change their look and style for album to album in a certain way. Beyonce, like, there's eras are eras.
Yeah, loud era.
Mm-hmm. But I feel as though we should also normalize just making the music that works for you. This is a, you know, she's got new things to say, but it doesn't necessarily mean it has to sound different than how she sounds.
Right.
Because I think this is not, the bridge is pretty cool when it sort of like goes hard electronic, like jarring in the speakers. I thought that was pretty cool how it like shake things up a little bit. But
yeah, it's a little grittier.
It's grittier. I'm into it for her. She gets to say fame fucker. And that's, you know, she really leans into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm into it for her. I definitely think she's becoming a voice of her generation, like a defining artist for Gen Z. I think that's definitely like building up for her. I don't think this is a slump. I think this is a continuation or a good thing for her. I'm pretty into it. I'm excited for her. I do see like the girls shaking and crying for her still. Like, even though if there's backlash, I do see a lot of support around her, so good for her. Vampire.
Yeah, it's her Oops, I Did It Again moment.
It is, and I don't want to say that I inspired the girls with my Buffy first viewing of the year, but I don't see how I didn't.
Vampires are in.
Because there's also that Rita Ora video where she briefly has that like Buffy vampire look with her face in this new video. I also like this new Rita Ora song. We talked about briefly this era of Rita. Kind of unclear what's going on here.
But yeah, it's happening.
It is. It's all happening. But I like the bop. Definitely I like the beat. It's good for Rita. And then we also have the return of Bonnie McKee with Slay.
Slay!
That's how you say it.
There's a story behind this.
There's a big story behind it because this was supposed to be the follow-up to American Girl.
Bop. We've shouted justice for American Girl.
Yeah.
But it needs more.
She was preparing for her big album after American Girl, after Katy, Brittany, Kesha. Like, she was having that real, real big moment, and she was going out solo, and then everything stalled. The label didn't believe in the song. The album got shelved, and this has just been sitting for a decade, which is crazy. And so she finally, like, pulled a bit of a Taylor, re-recorded some of the demos, and Slay is the first taste of this shelved album. And it definitely sounds like it's of that era.
Yeah.
It's a throwback. First of all, it's longer than 2 minutes, so that's...
It's a song.
It is a song.
It is a pop song.
It has a bridge. Some of us remember when those existed. So, kudos. And it's definitely a Bonnie vibe. Very much like Kesha, Katy sort of vibe. It is kind of funny to have a song about Slay.
Yeah. There's an odd... Because like Slay now is so overused and kind of has a meme... It's been kind of, I don't want to say degraded to being just a meme.
Right.
But there is a funniness to it.
Yes.
But this song as a pop song is exactly what I was missing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially, I miss a girl who belts it out at the fucking end of a song.
Right.
What happened to runs? Where are the, I miss bridges and I miss a run.
The bridges are burned.
Yes.
Because of streaming.
Yeah, they're gone. And no one records extra vocal runs anymore.
That's true.
Like, what, she brought it back, so I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a throwback 2010s pop.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And know what I will say?
Mm.
I could see this being KDA,
the League of Legends virtual group.
The League of Legends Queens of Pop, who was like, you know, I'm going to slay, yeah. You know?
Oh, absolutely.
And I also think this could be on the Barbie soundtrack and in the Barbie movie and make total sense because it's campy. It's like S-L-A-Y. It's like funny now,
yeah.
But it's a bop.
Agreed.
So whoever is at Barbie, you've got budget. Go slap a new B.
Yeah, add one on to the soundtrack.
The soundtrack. It would fit perfect.
It would. Well, speaking of the soundtrack, we also have a new offering from somebody who is encouraging things to be thrown at them. I do not advise it or support it. Miss Charlie Xbox, Charlie XCX is back with Speed Drive, which is a 2-minute, 20-second song. Which not only in that time interpolates Tony Basil's Hey Mickey, iconic, but also Robin's cover of Cobra Style, iconic. The beat of that, it's a car song. It's about driving. Charlie XCX cannot be stopped from singing about cars and going fast and driving.
Yeah.
This is very in her wheelhouse. It's very her vibe. I enjoy it a lot. I think it's exactly what a Charlie XCX song about driving around in Barbie's dream world is.
Would be, yeah.
Yeah, I like it.
Like, nailed the assignment.
Nailed the assignment.
But, you know, I will say, I think these 2-minute songs are giving Shein of music.
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. For sure, they're trying to scam streaming. And it's part
they're
of the game.
They're trying to game the system of streams.
And it's hard to blame the artist when this is the industry and this is how you have to play the game, but... It sucks. I mean, even Padam, you know, that's a shorty song compared to her usual. In any case, sometimes I care more, sometimes I care less. I don't know that I necessarily care this much. I think it's just sort of like, sure, of course it is 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, When I'm Gone by Katy, I had it on repeat and then it was like my third most played of that year.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. I kind of see what you did here.
Yeah. She talked about, was this on Twitter? She talked about 911.
Yeah. It was like a Instagram reply to a question.
Yeah, somebody was asking about the 911 remix she did, and she said that Gaga gave no feedback.
Yeah, I was like, how much feedback did Gaga give? And she said none. I'm like, well.
She was busy.
She's an actress.
She's
now.
An actress.
She doesn't have time.
Working on, at that time, she was doing something. I don't know. She was busy.
She was doing House of Gucci, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was a different person.
She was a different person. Yeah. She was very Italian at that time.
Yeah.
She did not have time for that.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie's not the only one with a ringtone length song about cars this week.
No.
I do have to say this is my favorite of the two.
This is a fucking...
This is a bop.
Bop.
Ava Max and Alok.
Snapped.
Car Keys, parentheses, Ayla.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
This is... I'll play it again and again. I'll play it again and again. I don't care if it's 2 minutes.
I'm going to say, too, she's a little bit ahead.
Oh.
Of her time with this one, I think.
Yeah.
This has a trance lead on it.
It does.
And I feel, I mean, like, I try to keep up with most of what the girls are doing and the connections between EDM.
Mm-hmm.
She's tapping into a sound that's starting to trend in EDM.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's ahead of its time.
Yes, it is taking from a 1995 song, Ayla.
I
love it because when you hear the reference, you'll be like, oh my god, yeah, this was played in the clubs. Definitely, I like the beat. The original 1995 mix in the first 5 seconds.
Oh, this is like, oh, it's so good. So that's the kind of that is like the sound that I want to make.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's something about it. It's like, I just want to be driving in a car,
yeah,
and feel happy and euphoric, but also like sad and yeah.
Well, she nailed that. She
with a four on the floor.
Mm-hmm. So this song's about I'm the keys to your car. Without me,
I'm the keys to your car, babe.
Yeah, you'll be lost without her. I love it. I keep listening to it. I think I've had this one on steady repeat.
It's so fucking good. I wish that this had come out before we saw her.
I know. Summer bop.
I wonder if the girls are going to get to hear it at her show this weekend.
Oh, maybe. Probably. She'll do a live debut. That would be exciting.
Yeah.
So that's those are our picks for the week. I also want to shout out a Spanish artist named no relation.
I was confused at this note.
This is Belén Aguilera, which a name ahead of its time. She has a new collection called Metanoia, and it's got songs that she's been releasing for the past few months that I've been loving. Ilusión Óptica, Licántropo just came out, and this song, this music in general, I feel like she's making some really cool, exciting pop music right now. To be honest, the Spanish girlies, the Argentine girlies are really making some cool, cool music right now. I'm loving. So just a little shout out to Belén. And if I said that right, I did ask my friend who's currently living in Barcelona. So,
oh,
yeah, the girlies there, they're making some cool bops. And we've got something on the way, two things on the way.
I mean, we have a lot on the way.
Yes, we do. But two announcements that came in the past week. Number one, Pink Fronde.
Yeah.
For the girls that know.
I wonder if he'll bring that show back.
Nicki Minaj, Pink Fronde is back. Pink Friday 2 has been announced by Nicki coming November. Sort of decided in the live chat. We don't know if this album has actually been recorded yet.
Yeah.
Or if it's just sort of the announcement of the announcement.
Yeah, that's kind of my stance on this. Is yeah. Like, it feels very announcement of mm-hmm. an announcement of yeah. a... Would you guys want to hear this? If so, maybe I'll go make it.
Right.
But I don't feel like it's actually, and I'm not trying to be shady.
Right.
I'm just, we're
gauging the excitement around this announcement and then proceeding.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it would have been cooler if she posted a photo in the studio and the caption said, like, a pink heart V2 or something.
Maybe.
Or like a pink heart with the number 2.
Right. But then everyone would think she did the Barbie soundtrack. Well, she just did.
Well, she already did. She could have done Pink Heart Calendar too.
Yeah.
And everyone would be like, huh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They would have known for sure.
Yeah.
I am excited to see how much it actually connects to Pink Friday. Because if she's doing some sort of like part two versions or...
Remakes
or like the story continues of some of these songs, that'd be really cool. I agree. I don't know how much of it it's actually done.
Yeah.
But... I
would like to hear it, though.
I would like to hear it.
Because fucking bops.
I would like to know if Roman is roaming around on this album. I would like to know what characters are involved. I'm excited. Is Rihanna coming back for Fly?
Ugh.
You truly never know. So we have that announcement, and then
super lead, and it's like a trance sample.
She should go electronic.
She already has.
She has. We love it. Whip it, whip it. But then we also have Cher. What's going on with her career? Well, it's getting festive. She has a Christmas album coming out for the first time ever. Because why not? She did ABBA and she was like, well,
oh, it's time to do Christmas.
It's time to do Christmas.
Drag her in by her stockings.
Yes, she announced that a Christmas album is in the works. She said, this is a Cher Christmas album, not your mama's Christmas album. It's scary to make something so different. I love it. One song is one of my favorites ever. I could hear her voice on a lot of Christmas songs. Baby, Please Come Home.
Ooh, Bob. Mm-hmm.
I want some sad trance Christmas songs. I want it to be like Music's No Good Without You, Christmas edition. I want Living Proof, sad electronic Christmas album.
Oh my God, like my grown up Christmas list.
Yep, that too. Oh my God. But if it was just like, yeah, like wistful, sad Christmas trance music, I would live. Because the way
or
that she
just
said,
like super sappy.
But to say like it's not your mom's Christmas album makes me feel like I'm cutting through the cheesiness, maybe.
Yeah.
Unclear. But I need it to like, this is also just my excuse to bring up my favorite Cher album, which is Living Proof. And if it sounded at all like Song for the Lonely, Music's No Good Without You, Love is a Lonely Place Without You. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going off now. But I want her to do that. Basically, she should do that.
You could throw like a Christmas bell on Song for the Lonely, honestly, for Christmas. This is a song.
For the festive.
Oh, oh, oh. When your dreams don't come true. Hey, it's there.
I think that's the concept.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Usually they drop in like, what, October?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably won't be so much farther away. Lots to look forward to, as always. Keep your hands, feet inside the vehicle at all times at your next events, everybody. We hope that you're having a wonderful post-Pride season. We're now in gay wrath mode.
Yeah.
Yep.
July.
If it's, you know, if you're in America, there's 4th of July weekend. And if it's anywhere else, it's a normal weekend. So we hope you're enjoying it. If you're eating weenies and buns and hamburgers, or if you're just eating bangers and mash in London.
Oh, is that what it's called there?
There's like, that's a different food, but
oh,
there's all, if you're eating pudding,
fish and chips.
Yeah.
The flavor. chicks, bake me a cake,
daddy. All right. Well, we thank you all for joining
a little shepherd's pie
for this edition of Baking Only, which I would do.
I would take a class.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever baked anything successfully in my life.
You've been baked.
Yeah. In the sun.
It's sun and through substance.
Oh, yeah, that is a term too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, you have been night tanning and baked through gummies and all different sorts of things. And now we just need chicks to stuff you in an oven.
Oh my God, honestly,
or get
please.
Your oven stuffed. I don't know.
Like, it's so hot. I feel like I'm stuffed in an oven right now.
Yeah.
So hot. Yeah.
Shout out to the Canadian smoke and pollutants in the air. Shout out to them. Aren't they amazing?
Hot. Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh, speaking of hot, Paris dropped Hot Ones.
Oh, right. Hot One, which is a deal with Taco Bell.
Yeah, because get it? Like, say they're hot.
Hot.
And she says that's hot.
She does say that. Hot. Yep. The music career is continuing. As promised, she did say she was going to drop songs in an album. So she is making good on that. She sure is. And
it's no Come Alive, but it's fine.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Yeah.
And the conversation will be continuing in the after show. We're going to talk about Madonna.
Yes. So many of you are probably wondering, we decided to move the Madonna convo to the after show with all of the updates that happened over the past week.
Yeah.
As well as discussion about Black Mirror and social media
and
AI, as we always start of veer into now. So thank you as always for joining us.
And until next time.
We will.
Oh my God, next week you would have been in Seeing Madonna.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
What a way to end this episode. Well, good luck to
yeah,
me.
I'm like, the horrors persist, but so do I. And I'm like, what the fuck? I don't want it to happen next week. Like, I'm like, what's going to happen next?
We'll just keep on keeping on.
Oh, like Xtina said.
Yeah, that's true. And we wish Madonna well. We are sending all our love and thoughts and for a speedy recovery. Yes. We go into it in detail in the after show. Oh, God. What a time. All right. Until next time. Anyway.
We will.
Oh.
See you.
Soon.
Okay, Broadway guy.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.